and I found that I wanted to devote my time to the study of the ghost phenomenon. I wanted to try to experience it more, understand it more, and see if I could do just a little bit to counteract the fear with which so many people relate to ghosts. So many folks say, well, either they don't exist or they're all demons and I'm scared. And I didn't believe that to be true. And to this day, I maintain that probably 80%, 85% of the ghosts that a person will normally encounter are relatives, friends, people who are just a little stunned by the process of death, and not to be feared, but to be helped. And I don't think you find too many people today say that the golden rule extends to people without bodies.
Well, that's true, too. These disembodied spirits, whatever they may be,
yes.
Why do they hang around, David? Why don't they just move on?
Well, they're unable to. Let's many, many varieties, but let's take first the variety of someone who died suddenly or violently.
All right.
Life is over in an instant, physical life. And the physical body dies, but as your previous caller said, life goes on. There's no way you can't continue to live, but you're living in more of your essence, which we call spirit or soul. And your job is, once you're released from this body and its experiences and learning, you are released back into the universe to contemplate, let's say, all that has taken place, all that you've done with your free will, how it's turned out, and so on. So there are ghosts that you will encounter who do not know they're dead. And part of your dialogue with them has to be that you tell them.
Do they believe you?
Sometimes. Some of them take a couple of listens. But they some of them already have figured out, you know, no one talks to me. I haven't had to eat. I haven't had to sleep. Can't grasp physical objects.
There's something a little strange going on here.
Sure. Yeah. But then there's others, George, that were warned as a child. You know, let's say you pick your nose, you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So if I find myself maybe dead, I don't want to admit it. I'm going to resist it. I'm going to be in denial because I don't want to go to hell. So there are people afraid of taking that next step into the light. Then there are others, and I would guess the majority of deceased people are hung up on some particular thing. We lump it all together and we call it unfinished business, but in many cases, it can be a resentment, anger, some emotional attachment, and this can be either positive or negative. But a lot of them are people who've died without apologizing for perhaps the hurt that they've done to someone else. So this needs to be taken care of. I've heard people tell me that they've awakened to find, say, an ex-husband just standing by their bed at night. He doesn't say anything. He just stands there. And so I think many of those are individuals that fall into the category of asking for forgiveness. And that can be extremely hard if you have not resolved your own connection with that person, is to simply say, I forgive you, and you can move on. But then there's others talk about emotional attachments. Love can be at least as strong as dislike.
Oh, sure. Oh, probably stronger, David.